We're lucky enough to have Erith Playhouse on our doorstep. You'll have heard me chatting before about the productions such as One Singular Sensation, Relatively Speaking, Wind in the Willows, Sleeping Beauty was the pantomime. Well, they've just produced Blackadder Goes Forth, and they're getting ready for their next production. It opens on Monday, and it's a classic Noel Coward drama. It's Brief Encounter. And the director, Martin Gilby, very busy man at the moment, but he joins me on the line right now. You must be rushed off your feet at the moment, aren't you?
Well, I woke at 5 o'clock this morning and I couldn't get back to sleep, so I've been I've been fiddling around with production schedules and lighting cues, and in this production, a new one for me, and I think for Erith, a lot of video cinematic film clips that one of our team has produced. It's going to be good. It's a romantic drama, as you say, but with music and with film inserts that kind of add something to the love stories that are going on in the drama. It's actually three love stories, but let's take them one at a time. The main love story is about what I think all the best stories and songs are about. It's love gone wrong. Alec and Laura meet by chance. It's one of those sliding doors kind of things. They meet by chance in the tea room at a railway station. It's 1938. They're middle class. They're English. They're married with children, but they fall in love. But because of their kind of social situation, the situation at the time, it's forbidden love. It's an impossible affair. It's a painful affair. You know, they're not Romeo and Juliet. It's not because their families are fighting or the families are at war. It's because they're happily married. They're in that social situation in the 1930s. And somebody's pointed out to me that, of course, because Noel Coward himself was a gay man living in the 30s, he knew what he was doing when he wrote about forbidden love. So I think we're kind of bringing that out. That sounds very serious and very heavy. It's not, but it is quite poignant. The other two love stories is kind of love going right, or right eventually. It's two couples who work in the tea room where Alec and Laura meet. One couple very young and naive. The other couple, put this delicately, are a little bit older. Perhaps they've been hurt in previous relationships. So we have love and romance in its various forms. We've also got music and dancing, and as I said earlier, cinema. It's an adaptation of a film, so we have the Usherettes from 1938 who see the audience to their seats and entertain them with songs as people arrive. We have the couples who work in the tea room singing to each other and dancing. They express their feelings that way rather than in words. We've got some of Noel Coward's songs that kind of point up the action. The other thing I was going to say, this is obviously a theatrical adaptation of a film, but we're actually putting it on in a theatre which was built as a cinema and was a cinema until 1938. So we've got some stunning cinematic sequences that we've created especially for this show that sort of take us into that world of the 1930s. They're setting that scene with the railway station and the trains and the steam, and also what particularly Alec and Laura are feeling in their heads. You know, they're not the young, live couple when they get up to dance that in their heads they are. So we show that cinematically without giving too much away. So we get into their thoughts and emotions, and Laura has strong memories of her childhood in Cornwall and swimming freely as a young girl, which her life has turned out very differently, and she remembers that. So we show that on the screen as well. So love and romance, music, dancing, cinema. Most of the action takes place in the tea room where Alec and Laura meet. So we have the ladies that work in the tea room handing out cakes. Why not? They're selling cakes. They'll hand them out to members of the audience. I think, for me personally, it's a bit of a challenge, you know, technically and everything else, but it's brilliant because I think it does what theatre is actually there to do. It's telling a terrific story, or several stories, love stories. It's making us think about our own lives and about our own relationships with other people, romantic or otherwise. It's going to be a fantastic night out. We run six performances, so that takes us through to Saturday. Tickets are £10. I can give you the box office number.
Please, please do.
01322 350 345. And if nobody answers the phone, there is a voicemail and someone will get back to you very, very quickly. There is a website, and the website is www.playhouse.org.uk. And if you go on there, it will give you information about getting tickets. I am, as you can tell, very excited by this, and I think it's going to be a good night out for everyone.
Martin, thank you very much.